Well, welcome back to Wobbly Player Syndrome, a RLG 40K podcast. I'm going to have to make that welcome a bit shorter. I am here, you can see on Twitch again, /Redbelly, if you haven't jumped on. Well, it's too late now. Greg is here. We have Michael's back.
Hi.
There he is. We have the Marks.
Right. Yo.
And we have a new guest. We have Liam, who's been listening to us, and he said, nah, you guys don't know what you're talking about. I'm coming here to set the record straight. Liam, how are you?
Good, man. How you going?
I'm good. I'm good. We've had a few delays trying to get this podcast up and running this month. We've had blackouts. What else did we have? Somebody decided to have a birthday. That was very rude of you, Mark.
Yeah.
But we're here, finally. Huzzah, let us all rejoice. Numfa, do the dance of joy. How's everyone been? What's going on? What's going on in the world? Mark, how was your birthday?
My birthday was great. I even got a new car for it.
That would have been a bitch to wrap.
I was going to say, when did they start doing that in Pass the Parcel?
No. See, I had to buy it myself. It was a bit... Wow. Less gifty.
Did you at least act surprised? Wanted it.
Well, I was surprised that it was a Kia.
Oh, yeah, I saw the photo and I went, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, nobody does. It's brilliant.
And then I was in Brayboro the other day and what do you know? A Stinger rocked up and parked in front of me and went, holy crap, that's what it looks like. So there you go. I've seen two now. It's very exciting. Liam, why have you come to annoy us? I mean, join us.
I was actually free tonight and thought I'd jump on and, join in.
Excellent. Excellent. Oh, you might be able to hear a dog in the background. That's pretty excellent. Cool. So, we should get this podcast moving, doing stuff. Now, we've already off air, we had a debate who's going to do the new releases, because it's usually Mark who does it. But Michael's going, nah, you know nothing, and he's come in. And uploaded the GW site and it's going to read from the top. Take it away, Michael. What's new?
Yeah, well, it was just because I was looking it up because he wasn't here before, but then we didn't do it. So I probably the big thing for me personally is the new night. I'm super excited about that one.
Is that out now or is it still the new release or coming soon?
I want to say that one's just pre-ordered. I think mine's coming tomorrow, to be honest. Mm. So it's probably came out on the weekend just past. But yeah, it's really cool. You can be like the special character, or you can just, it's also a category of knight, so you can have a preceptor. Doesn't have to be the special character.
Yeah. And that would
pretty cool.
That would make it, your second knight, I'm sure, so you're still learning how to use them.
Yeah, totally. I mean, what's 27 knights between friends?
It's a good lead into our conversation tonight. Size does matter.
Well, on the topic of the conversation tonight, one of the other big releases is Kill Team Rogue Trader, which I've got, but I haven't opened up. It looks really cool.
Kill Team Rogue Trader, or otherwise known as the Event Horizon board game.
Totally, eh? I love the Rogue Trader models. They're so sick. As soon as I saw those previews, I was like, I don't know what that is, but I'm going to buy it.
That's it. Because that preview came out. Didn't it come out before the Kill Team preview? And I just saw that and I just lost it. I was like, I must have them.
There was like leaked images ages ago of a couple of the Kill Team models.
It was very, very exciting.
And, like, there's been a bunch of random Kill Team stuff, like Terrain and more Warbands and stuff. And the Reavers for Adeptus Titanicus, which I've got a pre-order for, but apparently it's getting delayed because Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay hasn't come out yet, and I pre-ordered that at the same time, so they're kind of stuck with each other.
Yes, it said fall. I'm saying it's fall summer in the world. Why isn't it here now?
Yeah, I know, right? Like, on the where I ordered it, it's like, release in September. Yep. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Running out of September.
And I'm like, running out of September, guys. When's it going to show up? Mm. It'll show up when my Reaver shows up as well, apparently.
Nice. Yeah, you're going to role play with your Reaver. What are you doing in your own Reaver. Time, mate?
Like the baby Reaver and the big Reaver.
Oh, this is for the Titanic. Sorry, I had a mouthful of drink then. I couldn't come back with some witty. That's what it depends on the others to come in. Like the other Mark, he's usually here telling us something funny. Or he usually breaks our PG rating. So it's.
Oh, I haven't learned. Sorry. give me a chance. I'm wanting to go this boring night's business.
No, we haven't managed to trigger him yet. We
haven't found the right keyword, right?
Give me a second. It's week 10 in term 3. Give me a second.
Fantastic. So, well, yeah.
You've got non-40K stuff. You've got Beasts of Chaos and all the Lord of the Rings stuff.
Well, I don't know much about the Lord of the Rings, but I've been just listening to podcasts that talk about the Beasts of Chaos, and they look quite good and tasty.
Yeah, true. I was just kind of focusing on the 40K stuff.
Why would you do that? What sort of podcast is this? Oh, come on.
Because 40K is just like better. It's my first love. It's my beautiful, sweet child.
Well, there's an image we don't want to see.
And just don't be imagining what I do with my Rogue Trader book in the middle of the night.
Yeah, all I can imagine, you started with two knights, and now I know how you got more than two. It's all right to love your models, just don't love your models. There we go, inappropriate pause.
The question about the knights is, are they all genuine ones or are they Chinese knockoffs?
I've got one that I was given by somebody in thanks for something, and I'm not sure about that one. The rest of them are all genuine.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and they're probably on your contents insurance.
I actually gave up listing all my models on my contents insurance because there's too many for me to get covered under it. It like taps down like 10 grand.
What category do you put it under? Grown-up toys or little man's toys?
I think the idea was to get it put under miscellaneous contents, but it's not worth doing because there's too many of them.
Too many of them. That's just rubbing salt wound. Not fun.
I am Teddy Walker.
Yeah. All right. So, speaking of knights, we've seen a few photos. How are you going with your hobby and progress and trying to get them done?
Hobby progress has not been good the last month. Like I was saying to the guys, I think probably the only thing I've done in the last couple of weeks is I picked up a secondhand Alexis Pollux to do a conversion, and all I've done is rip the arms off. I haven't got around to the rest of it.
Fair enough. I'm not sure what that model is.
And my new knight shows up tomorrow, so I haven't done anything with it yet.
Okay. But I've seen you have been putting some Necromunda stuff together.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I did that since the last podcast or before, but I built a bunch more Cordor, because Cordor are awesome.
I was always the Scabbies when I played original. Have you brought out the Scabbies yet?
No, they haven't brought anything like the Scabbies. Although the Cordor kind of have a Scabby vibe to them. They're very kind of poxy and, raggedy. Although I love the fact that they have, I can't believe it's not a Guardian Spear. Like, the literal fluff for it is the Cordor looked at the pictures of Custodes and went, man, we should make guns on sticks like they have. And they just tape autoguns to the end of a polearm.
Very nice. Well, you reduce your range, right? Oh, dear. Liam, you've got a long list to catch up. This is episode 7, so 7 episodes worth of hobby progress. How are you going?
Well, that's pretty easy because I haven't done anything.
There we go, guys and girls.
Literally just looking in my cupboard now, and I just have not done anything for a very long time. I've had no room to do anything, and I've just been too busy.
Hooray, I'm not the only hopeless one for once.
We just know you're the hopeless one because you keep telling us every month. Progress. You've done progress.
Well, I've got progress this month.
Well, if you've got progress this month, we better go to the other Mark. How are you going?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah, fight it out between yourselves. Are we still there? Sorry, folks. I seem to have internet issues. What a surprise.
Really? Internet issues on this podcast? Yeah.
It's just... That's what I got to say.
It might be chewing up too much bandwidth if you're streaming.
No, we haven't had issues before. Well, first couple of episodes were fine. It's just recently it's been playing up. I'll have to have a quiet word with my provider and tell them how much I appreciate their service. So, mark number one or two. Where were you up to your progress?
Which mark
the Necron.
Yeah. Oh, no. Did you have anything else?
No, I'm playing around still with the idea of the Dark Eldar, but I just, I don't know. I just thought, look at that, another shooty army. How do I keep finding these shooty armies? It's driving me nuts.
Just go with Nids or Orcs. You'll be fine.
Orcs have intrigued me, but I just don't know if I've got the capacity to shove those many little men down and continue an idea of what's going on. When I understand you have an absolute fuckload, there you go, dropped it.
Yeah, but a kill team doesn't have to be true. Like,
how hard would they be in a kill team? Would they be able to compete at small numbers?
Yeah.
My understanding is that the old bloody burner boys are pretty scary.
Yeah. Flavors, toughness 4, get in hand-to-hand combat, they're going to smash your face.
Yeah. I'll finish up with this AdMech, decide if I want to build something around those instead of just having it as a kill team force and take it from there. But at least I'm actually getting somewhere. I've got 100 points of those built. Yes, I know it's not Marshall, consider it was just for a kill team
that's
force. I'm happy to have a force that's built, that's painted, and after Apple's whinge the other week, now they actually look like they're supposed to look gross. Leave me alone, you bastards. The guns match this time. What do you expect? I know it.
No, they look good. I like the colour scheme on them. They look good.
The fact that I actually had a theme that went with them was kind of nice, and I thought the colour wasn't with it, so yeah, I was happy with it.
Very good, Jerome.
Very good.
and Smurf, Mark?
Smurfs, I have managed to paint most of one model, which is far short of my goal of three. So I have another missile man that's technically sort of table ready, though he still needs some highlighting and a bit better. But slowly baby stepping my way to actually getting stuff done.
Well, that's good. We need more Smurfs on the table. There's not enough of them. That sounded
believable. I can never get a game in. I can never get a game in. Yeah, is anybody else? Nobody else in the group is playing Smurfs.
There's a reason for that.
The last couple of months, it's been hard to get games in at all. It's been kind of, it's been a busy time of year.
Yeah. No, we've got a few, but well, that's good. I'm glad you just skipped past my hobby progress. I appreciate it, fellas.
So you've done a me, have you?
No, he's got a toy, and he's built the toy. He had a base white last time, I saw it.
Yeah, he is still...
about that.
Yeah, Tyrone is still based. He is all in one piece. If anyone's on Twitch, they're looking at me going, why is he looking to the left? Because I'm looking at all the models that I've got to paint, because I put them out to put them in front of me to convince me to get inspired. So they're still there.
And all it's doing is showing as a giant cliff.
I've been busy just doing other stuff. Life gets in the way. But I did put together... Celestine as well, so she's now on there to get done as well. So that list has just got bigger and bigger. And what's his name? Inquisitor Eisenhorn, he's been put together. So a few, basically went through all my boxes and stuff, assembling everything. I've got to say, I dropped one of the shoulder pads for the Celestine's, what are they called? The ones that fly around with her. Cannot find that shoulder pad anywhere. I mean, that'd be right. Awesome. So she'll only have one person flying with her until I can get some green stuff or find a replacement. So that's kind of frustrating.
I got it.
Yeah, but
you can have if you want it.
Sorry?
I got green stuff you can have if you want it.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, just got a molder. because I'm good at
molding. I can give you a Space Marine shoulder pad if you really want.
Yeah, yeah. Can it, does it have the Ultramarine symbol on it? Because I'd really appreciate that.
I don't have any of those. I've used all of that. But I've got Inquisition ones.
No, it's all right. I'll be fine because they're a lot smaller. Unless you just bulks up with one arm.
Well, I could give you more than one if you really want.
Just give me a Space Marine. I'll put some wings on and say, yeah, that's transgender support.
Hey, actually, speaking of that, Anto might have some spare wings.
I was going to say, speaking of transgender, Anto?
Poor Anto.
I was going to say, no matter, depending on how much smaller they are, the scouts come with some spare shoulder pads. It's like Space Marine scout size.
Oh, okay. I'll have a look, but otherwise, yeah, I'll just mold one. Green stuff. Test my molding skills. So that should be ugly. but you did mention that we've been struggling trying to get some battles in for the last month. Just trying to find time, and our monthly events have been hit hard with life events. So, did anyone get any games in the last month?
Well, we had that little kill team session.
We did. It was good.
That was an interesting little start to see how kill team works.
I remember playing a kill team game, but I don't know if it was this month or last month.
No, it was this month. Yep.
As we kind of flailed around trying to figure out how kill team is different from 40K.
Well, I like it. I like kill team, but I would have been surprised if I didn't.
A cool little game.
Yeah, so I could even get a couple of games in of Kill Team. One must have been against you, Mark, Smurf Mark. Was it?
Mm.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and that was a very close battle, actually.
It was. And it was enjoyable, and especially how, I won, didn't I? I'm pretty sure I did.
I just couldn't believe how cross-eyed my Marines were for, like, most of the game, and then all of a sudden they were just like, oh, this end goes toward the enemy?
I like the surprise look in your face when I hit you with the hot shot volley gun. I went, what, they do what now? I said, yeah.
Yeah, that's rough that a hot shot las gun does -1 and a bolter does nothing.
Not -1, it was -2 for a hot shot. I think it was 2.
Oh, -2. Yeah, that's still ridiculous.
That is kind of crazy.
It's still only strength 3, so it does struggle to wound, but when it does, you've got a hole in your chest.
Yeah. It basically nullifies power armor.
Oh, that's a shame.
What a shame.
Terrible shame.
What more power armor?
So, and when I'm shooting back at you, and Imperial Guardsmen in carapace armor seem to be surviving better than Marines, that seems wrong to me.
I don't see your issue, sorry.
there will be bolt rifles involved in my next game, I think.
One might say that the Guardsmen were disgustingly resilient.
Yeah.
Well, I finally found a use for my the Tempestus. Yeah, I always have fun with that word because I haven't been using him in my guard army. But now I think I've just gone, here's my kill team. Yay, I can get to use them. It's been good.
That said, sometimes having really powerful weapons backfires on you. Like when I shot you with that melter and it sort of blew a hole and cauterized the wound and the guy just kept going.
Doesn't help. I'll give you that. Definitely doesn't help when you have missing limbs, yes. So, we could talk about this a little later, but what do we think of the mechanics of the game? Like, if your heel, if your big toe is covered, that's obscured.
That shits me beyond belief.
Well, on the one hand, it is dodgy because, like this tiniest tent peg of a thing can obscure you. But on the other hand, it does eliminate some of that oh, well, I think that's 25%. Yeah. Oh, I think that's only 10% kind of deal, you know?
Yeah, I think it's...
I get that. It's designed to eliminate some of that arguments that happen about, you know, oh, yeah, 50, 25, whatever. But when you get a game where sometimes it's so pedantic about specifics, real-world physics, and then it goes, no, you're covered because your left testicle's gone, tree branch. It just...
That's a big branch.
Although, we were kind of giving the obscured rule a bit too much credit, because it does specify that you only count the body of the model. You don't include, like, guns.
Batteries, oh, no. But that's what it's about. It's just basically the base and cylinder up sort of thing, but don't count the big antenna that's hanging off them as well.
Mm.
Otherwise, you get penalised for making your miniature look cool.
See, the other thing is that, you know, like, you've got... Like, all these factors come in as a sort of a minus to hit most of the time.
Mm.
So it really sort of... It reduces that sort of, I'm going to shoot you and destroy the living hell out of you kind of-ness that regular 40K kind of has.
Yeah, it's not as punishing. When you're in a squad of... who had the squad? Was it you, Michael, had a squad of four miniatures in total?
Five. He had five, I had 12 readers.
Yeah. Versus a squad like the Tempestors, which had nine. Yeah, you want to be hiding behind that twig to cover your left testicle.
Yeah, and I like that it's sort of... A lot of that sort of stuff gives it that uncertainty factor.
Yeah.
Because you don't just have everyone going min-maxing and going, oh yeah, I've got two plus to hit and re-roll ones, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So...
Makes you move too, because, you know, over halfway... That's a minus one. If they've got their left testicle hidden, that's minus two, and you know, so builds up. So, I'm looking forward to playing a campaign actually, so we actually build the experience points up.
I mean, one thing that's kind of bugged me a little is it's kind of a benefit that they seem to have based the kill teams on the plastic box sets, which is cool because you just need to buy the plastic box set.
Yeah.
But if you're an army that has a shitty box set, you have shitty options for your kill team.
Does anyone have a shitty box set?
Oh, like the Chaos Marines have a really crappy box set compared to like, you know, some of the other ones. Like ones who have box sets that don't come with many weapon options, that's reflected in what their kill team is allowed to take.
Cool.
Which is kind of annoying, but I like the idea of you just need a box set. I really like that idea.
But see, for me, where I think it's a fantastic idea, because I can go and pick up little bits of this and this. And I can see if there's something I want, and it's got my interest renewed for the ad mech. I might do it again, as you guys are saying. Orcs might be a pickup for me. Okay, fine, I'll go pick up.
They're definitely pickup for me.
Orcs and see how it goes.
Yeah, totally. I just wish that they made better box sets for the armies that have crappy box sets.
Yeah, cool. You mean the actual kill team box sets?
No, I mean the 40K box sets, the troop sets.
No, I like how they brought out their box sets of the kill team ones. So you get the scenery with them and then all the data cards and tactical.
Yeah, I mean, I like nearly everything about it. It just kind of bugs me that you look at some of the options and you're like, that team has much worse choices than they do because their box set is different.
My favourite part is I can have a Poxwalker and he could be a specialist.
Zombie.
Yeah, make him leader, for sure. Now, before we do go too far down this, we normally have our leaderboard as well, which I forgot to put on the run sheet, so here you go, guys. This is a surprise. Ta-da! Not much has changed, because we haven't had many games in the last month. So the ladder of command top is myself, second place Michael, Rob in third, fourth is Steve, fifth is Liam. Liam, you're in fifth. How's that for not having a game for how long?
I forget. I don't know.
It's a weird way this ladder of command how it works, but yeah. And for the forces, the Catachan are on top. Thank you very much. Forward Board Reaser, Pallet Hands, Desert Lions, and Ultramarines round out your top five. Hawk Shroud just won those six spots, so you just need to knock over the Ultramarines. So there's, you can see a battle coming up. Ultramarines, Knights, should be fun. And then the generals, top five, is myself, Rob, Steve, Mark, Smurf Mark, and Dave is in fifth place. Holding on to fifth place because apparently people are playing but not winning.
I've played one game and it was Kill Team. So there we go.
Yeah, we haven't counted the Kill Team towards the ladder because we thought, figured it's a different format and we might try a campaign instead. Otherwise, we can add it. It's up to the group. I just hadn't done it because I was lazy. That's the real answer.
And you're old, so we forgive you.
Not old. Shut up. My microphone's up really loud. No, the headphone's up loud so I can hear. All right, so this is where we have a break. So we get to be quiet for a little bit for people on Twitch who are watching. Like what you're hearing? So do we. You scream out in the night. Who is this, you say? You speak so silently. Storyboard concept. Oh, oh, oh. Want to hear more? Anytime that you want. That is storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com. Need your board game fix? What about a new family game to entertain the kids? Head over to Rollers Board Games at rollersboardgames.com or look them up on Facebook. Board games, card games, party games, you name it, we've got it. And we don't! We'll do our best to get it. Rollers Board Games. That was exciting, wasn't it, folks? Welcome back. Thank you again to Rollers Board Games for helping us out. And, of course, Colin with his band. Apparently his EP is going quite well. Storybook Concept, thank you for the music as usual. Boys and girls, monthly topic, size does matter. All right, here comes Mark breaking our PG rating.
Is that really a mature rated groan? Or?
I'm actually quite ambivalent about this. It's like... I don't have any of the massive friggin' bloody I'm chopping some of it. Massive big toys that Michael's got, but then again, I don't feel that's a massive factor in whether it is a cool or massive difference. Ambivalence.
I feel like there's no beef there.
No.
If you give me the Smurf drop pods, then you're really going to get me dropping left, right, and
center. So it came about because we have had... Kill Team release, and we've had Adeptus Titanicus. Did I get that right?
Yep, that's correct.
That's the release. So.
Yep, and we all play either 1500 points or 2000 point forces, and some of us even get to play Floorhammer.
Oh yeah!
I think it was just having a look back and seeing size doesn't matter. What's the perfect game to play? Should we all be playing the same rules as Kill Team in the 40k? Because that makes sense. Or is that too only makes sense in small games? Is it not important how big it is, just how you use it?
So it's not the size of the game, it's the size of the game,
eh? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I love me a massive, throbbing game of Floorhammer as much as the next guy. But there is something to be said for small games.
Yeah. Sometimes you get the pleasure out of the little things. The big bang doesn't always get it for you.
Yeah, it just comes in and it hits just right, and you're like, yeah,
get that's some the good spot thing. Yeah. The big hits, yeah.
They're usually more enthusiastic.
That's for me, it's just, mind you, I've got no experience with Warhammer. I've got no experience with the massive apocalypse game. So I've got nothing to draw from. So I've only got your standard 2,000 points versus Kill Team, and I like both for their reasons. Like, Kill Team's fantastic because we were able to have a three-player game. We were able to have another game afterwards, yet still it wasn't stupid o'clock and it wasn't so bad. Yet I still enjoy that afternoon couple-hour session of 1,500 points. And to what, I suppose what I'm trying to get is, depends on what game you want, you can now get more options for it and get what you want from it.
Yeah, and that's a big thing too, like, Dono, who organized the Floorhammer, he was saying as we're wrapping up, it's like, you know, we've been playing all day this big, you know, 180,000 point game. And it's like, that was great. I'll see you in like a year when we organize the next one because we need that long to recover.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely a sometimes thing in that instance. One of the things I noticed with the larger games is it's less like you don't wind up with like hero units. Mm. Generally, it's sort of you're sort of using a broom to sweep away the dead after each shooting round, etc. So you have less of that red guy moment where there's one guy standing out in the middle of the field getting shot at by everybody and doing heroic things.
Yeah, it's less chances for me to have everyone walking up, you know, 40 warriors walking up with a cryptic behind them as I'm trying to walk the wagons down the road. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not so much got that, oh, look, it's that great big tooled up Blood Angel captain. Well, what's he going to do about this 2,000 odd points worth of Reaver, you know?
Yeah, because he might be charging against 60 other, you know, 60 Plague Marines or something stupid like that. And, you know, even a captain's going to, you know, go away under a, you know, hail of fire in that instance.
Yeah, or I remember the opening game of APOC we played down at the GW Belco. One guy brought the Warlord Titan along. And it was holding a flank on its own, and like 100 Khorne Berserkers just kind of swarmed it and swelled over it.
Yeah.
Like red ants all over it. Nice.
It was like red ants, man. They did kill it. It finally went down to a freaking chain axe.
Well, I think that's the big difference with this edition is because a Lasgun can kill, you know, Primarchs and Titans.
Mm. Or some scrub nice. With a force staff can kill a knight.
Almost. Almost got him.
says he with not a trace of bitterness at all.
I was just like,
I'm very bitter. It still stood.
Psyker. And the Psyker's like, oh, will ya? I'd completely whiff. And the Psyker just twats me for like D3 mortal wounds.
I wasn't sure who had the biggest surprise in the face, me or you, because like, holy crap, that hits hard. it's good.
Right. I'm going to back up and shoot this guy.
Yeah. All right. Smite you then. Yeah. See? That'll work out all right. So Floorhammer we don't get to do very often, once a year. Apocalypse is not that. And we don't have much experience in those size games. But we do play 40k 8th, obviously. Now, for someone who has the options for Knights, or Girly G, how do you fit 2,000 points? That's the only time you're going to bring them? Or will you try and fit them into a smaller force? Is it worth it? Or is it, you know, do you do swarm armies at that size?
Well, I mean, I'd love to fit Gilliman in, and I've seen a lot of people doing that. It just usually devolves down into people taking their bat and ball and going home, basically.
For what size army are you talking about?
Well, I've seen Gilliman fit in with 1,500 or 2,000 point armies to good effect. And, I mean, he is a wrecking machine. Just ask Big Dave. I think he put down 1,000 points worth of Tau and Gilliman with no cover and just charged across the table and killed all of them on his own. So, you know, you can have these units, but you've got to balance it, I guess, with, you know, is this going to be fun for everybody playing, you know what I mean?
Mm. And for your knights, if you ever put, you know, you played against me with your knights, that was, what, 2,000 points, wasn't it?
I think it was 2,500.
2,500? Not sure.
We played. Yeah. I've seen people do it. Like I've been to tourneys that I wasn't at, yeah, and I saw people doing crap like that, yeah. And their opponents nearly hit them, you know. So I just consider it like a gentleman's thing. It's a really shitty thing to do, to take like a massive Lord of War in a small game.
So what's defined as a small game, though? You're talking 1,200, 1,500, 2,000. For me, 2,000 seems fine because it's a normal 1,500 point force plus a Lord of War.
Well, yeah, you know, if you're spending more than a quarter of the army on one model, you're probably doing it wrong.
And that's exactly sort of the thing. I mean, you've really got to weigh up what you could have for that quarter of your army that, you know, isn't that unit.
Hmm. So for you, Necromark, that's the Tesseract would be your big Lord of War, isn't it?
Yeah. Tesseract, or I can't remember the name of the other one. But for me, as Michael was saying, it's just like, you really got to think where you're going to, what else you could really slot in for that, you know, that quarter of your forces. And for me, it's like, I can think of so many other things that give me versatility in the numbers. So I don't really want to shut down all those points and get a big Lord of War. Just, at this stage, yes, it could be inexperience in the game, but fuck that for a joke. I'd rather put the forces down and see what I can do with those instead of having one big bubble in the corner. Nothing against your knights there or anything, Michael, but it's just not the way I want to do it.
Yeah, no, that's totally fair enough. Like, I don't think I've ever played someone with the knights where I've had them kind of half into an army, really.
Mm.
It's always like, I'll take just knights and I'll tell them beforehand so they know. And it's like, I'll take the knights, but only if you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I like, what I'm hearing here, is I'm not hearing from you some of the ultra dick moves that I've heard from guys who shot down an entire list of just knights. And say, here's my surprise, deal with it, come on, let's play. And that would be, for me, that'd be, screw this and going home.
Yeah, we haven't got, anyone's never done the Castellan list, which is going around tournaments at the moment, with the Castellan Knights, Imperial Guard to generate command points, and then several Blood Angel Captain Smashface.
Yeah, just to take advantage of all the ridiculous CP shenanigans.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw how crazy they were with, you know, the limited CP I had.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
he's got the 1,000-yard stare.
I have a new toy that I got from my... Where did he give it to me? Oh, the cricket team. Not the cricket team. The football team gave it to me. So I've got a new toy. Team. The football team. They gave me a Baneblade. So I will have something that I want to help go against your knights again. So I'm looking forward to that. Haven't put it together yet.
I would love to have like a Lord of War versus Lord of War type deal going on though.
So Gilliman, pick a knight.
Baneblade. It is a lot of fun when you get Scarab those kind Swarm. Of Lord of War action. Like, I was playing one game against Tyranids, and they had, like, the ludicrously big Tyranid Bio Titan, and I kind of charged it with, like, five Imperial Knights. And that was a really cool fight.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's the point, isn't it? If you're going to bring Lord of War, it's better if someone else has one as well, so you can have those big classic matchups.
Yeah.
How many points is Girly Man, and how many points is a Knight?
Oh, I think I know Girly Man's pushing on 400 points.
Yeah.
Is that all?
That's pretty much
they raised it because he was just ridiculous. Too tough.
Yeah.
It's well, what's your basic knight, Michael?
Probably the cheapest knight. I mean, this one's got a bunch of gear on it, but if you took a Kestorus Knight Gallant with a bunch of, you know, gauntlets and some rocket pods and shit like that, that's $399.
Oh, yeah.
So that's not the cheapest they can get, but that's kind of one of the baseline ones.
Yeah, it's something you can easily drop down at the start of a knight's list, yeah.
Yeah, plus it's like a melee one, so it'd be perfect to go and, you know, bitch slap with Gilliman.
Oh, that big one with the big spear looks bloody awesome.
That looks cool.
Don't want to see him.
Yeah, so Gilliman from Codex is 360 points, but I'm pretty sure they fact that further up.
Yeah, they do. I think it was added... The last big book that came out.
Yeah, Old Mate Knight with the Lance is 480.
Okay.
Yeah, a Shadow Sword is about 415. Which is what I'll be making my Blame Blade into, because apparently that's what you do.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, Shadow Swords are pretty crazy.
Yeah, especially for Catachan ones, so you get to reroll the 3D3.
Man, I think poo just came out.
That's gross, man. That's terrible. I can't even think.
Catachan Shadow Swords.
Well, they're very camouflaged in a bit of jungle. You will never see it.
See this giant tank destroyer? It's stealthy.
It's stealthy. That's it. Mm-hmm. Quick, just throw a branch on it. It will cover it up. brilliant. See? We worked it out. I think more time.
Well, you'd never lock a macro cannon from orbit on it.
No. No. Yeah. So, all right.
I'm just looking at the points value for my monolith, 381. Tesseract Vault. Oh, sorry, Lords of War. That was that I missed.
Yep.
Obelisk, 429. Tesseract Vault, 496. So my cheapest one is still more expensive than Girly Man.
Yeah. So do they have that balance? Because the big part that I find with Girly Man is the bubble more than what he actually does himself.
Well,
bubble.
Yeah, I mean, rerolls to hit for all Imperial units near him.
Yeah, Imperial or just Astartes?
No, that's it. The Space Marines have a separate rule. So you reroll ones for all Imperials within like 12 inches of him, and then within like anybody within 6 inches. That's an ultramarine, rerolls all misses and all wounds.
Yeah, it gets pretty crazy.
That doesn't seem friendly at all.
So my Tesseract at nearly 500, I get living metal, so we gain weapons at the end of my turn. Powers the Sistan, so I can, do some funky weird ass shit. One thing I do like about it, though, is the 4+ invulnerable save. That's not bad.
Yeah, you'll take that.
Yeah, and when it does kaboom, it does kaboom.
Big Beta Boon?
Was it 4+? Transcendence contained within takes their vengeance, and each unit within 2d6 suffers d6 mortal wounds.
Is that all?
It's cranky when it dies. Yeah.
Speaking of the Big Kaboom, the Castellan, it's like 600 points. Although, from what I've been reading, because of the CP farm bullshit, they're looking at upping that to maybe like 700 or something.
I think that's probably to counteract the Castellan Pyro Guard Blood Angel forces.
I know, but like you'd think that you'd try and fix the CP rather than just try and price the Castellan out, because they'll just replace it with something else.
True. Mortarion is 470. So he's quite an expensive unit himself. He does have Discus and Resilience, which everybody loves.
Everybody loves.
And you stand next to him, you'll suffer D3 mortal wounds. And he has a 4+ invulnerable save as well, so. It's 470. When I hear Gilliman, I don't know, I'd rather that reroll plus one. Rerolls of ones. Because it's not just one person hitting. It is the entire whatever within that group.
Yeah, which is why when I put Gilliman down in the last game that I played, I just had like a full tactical squad, a combat squad, and Devastators just basically around him.
Yeah,
and you just couldn't miss. Like it I remember chewing through your Chaos Marines in short order because it. Like, if I missed, I re-rolled it and hit.
Yeah.
And if I failed to wound, I re-rolled and wounded. Yeah. Like, it was carnage.
Yeah, I mean, the old captain-lieutenant combination to re-roll ones is bad enough, but re-rolling everything, oof.
And then throw the banner in there, so if something does die, he still shoots, and then you get to re-roll that. Ugh.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure... I'm pretty sure at one point I had moved Gilliman over so that he was within 12 inches of some of the Castellan robots. and their long-range cannons and that just got disgusting after that.
We couldn't resiliate for... Yeah, well, I'll be having Sergeant Harker stay next to my Storm Shadow, so they'll get to reroll once. that's what I'll do.
In terms of, like, crazy expensive ones, once you start getting up towards the Warhounds and the Reavers, they're worth so many points that I don't think they're worth it.
Hmm.
A Warhound is 1,500 points and it's got two guns.
How do you play?
See, the other thing is Gilliman. Like Gilliman in close combat is also a monster, because I mean, he's potentially dishing out 18 regular wounds per combat round.
Yeah, and that's just him on his own.
Yeah, that's just him on his own, and every time he wounds on a roll of six, that's D3 mortal wounds.
Yeah, see, that's not
so. Funny. You know, like it's, and you're talking. I mean, that's strength plus two, so strength eight attacks with minus four AP. Big Dave can attest. He put down a hell of a lot of Crisis suits and stuff, and whatever that big mech. Gilliman just walked across the table and just killed them all. I think he got a few lucky shots in and almost got him down to like only a couple of wounds left. But
I'd like to see how it goes against Mort Tyrion, because Mort's, well, six attacks, right? Six attacks at strength 16.
Yeah, and that's the other thing.
It's a plague weapon, so reroll ones to wound as well.
Yeah, so I don't know how that'd go. I'd be very interested to try that out, because
one on one would be interesting. A squad of Marines and Mort trying to get in there. Man, to get there quick, but I think you get hurt a bit. And I don't want to get hurt.
But, but I mean, these kinds of one-on-one or low numbers of units, they really sort of give you that hero unit that, you know, he's the last guy in his squad or whatever, and he's, you know, winning it for the team.
Yeah.
And you just don't seem to get that in the larger games. It's sort of either the unit's there or it's not.
Mm.
Yeah, like a unit under full strength doesn't do a whole lot when you're playing 10,000 points a side.
Yeah.
No. 10,000 points. My God, there goes the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think a couple of times when we used to do the monthly APOC games, we'd have two 5,000-point side games in a day.
Fair enough. All right, so let's compare the 1,500, 2,000. We've sort of worked out that get a balance right. You wouldn't do Lords of War in the 1,500 or lower. No. Quarter of your army in one unit's a bit much to ask, unless you've reorganized it with your mate beforehand. Say, yeah, I'm going to stomp you. And they go, yeah, bring it. And they bring a horde of... How many scarab swarms can you have?
Me?
Yeah, I just want to see scarabs versus a knight.
I've never used them yet. I should. I've got a stack of the bloody things.
Silver ants running over the top of it. Great.
Scarabs versus Titan. Yep. I would find that incredibly interesting to watch.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, I'll let one of you guys actually knows what the fuck you're doing, use the scarabs, because I still don't know.
I'm just imagining, like, scenes from, you know, World of the Dead, just the swarm over a dog of the guy.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So then we go to kill team, which is 100 points. Squads of 4 up to 10, depending where you are, what you're doing. Hour and a half game, when you know the rules. For me, I like that type of skirmishing. You can develop a story behind it, and the fact there's a campaign and you can gain that experience, so you could have those growing heroes in your army. Like, we talked about the hero in your 40k big forces. It's usually, that guy's still alive and he killed someone. He's a hero, as opposed to any sort of in-game play. Unless you're painted red in the Space Marine, Ultramarines, red beaky.
Yeah, see, I'm of two minds with it, because, like, when I'm in the mood for it, the way Kill Team is now is brilliant.
Yeah.
But occasionally, I find a game of sort of Kill Team scale a little bit without the whole, I have to nominate my specialists and I have to go, you know, fill in stat sheets and all of that sort of, you know, all the paperwork around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wish you could just throw four models down and play.
No, I guess there's nothing stopping you doing that.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about the campaign aspect. If you want to, yes, it's a pain in the ass. You have to specify things, but no one says you have to specify specialists.
Yeah, well, as I said, I mean, it's
match play. You do. You have to have three specialists. Apparently. Okay. But you don't have to worry about, if you're not playing a campaign, you don't have to worry about how many kills they got and stuff like that. But I like the flesh wound side of things, and, you know, my mate just died. I'm a bit upset about that. I can't shoot very straight now. That you know, when, especially when you get hit, so the guy loses his face, it might rattle you a bit, unless you didn't like him.
Yeah, I did like the morale seemed to sort of have more impact and more nuanced impact than, say, for instance, in 8th edition where, you know, they're, you know, dudes vanish or they stay.
Yeah. Mm. Liam, you've been quiet. You've got some fairly large forces. What do you prefer playing, the larger battles or the smaller battles or the mid?
Anything that doesn't take like 5 hours.
Fair enough. That makes sense too.
But it depends on what I'm in the mood for. So I find these days that I lack time and I'm not really in the mood for a full game of 40K. Mm. So a kill team game or one of the Warhammer board games is pretty good.
That's another thing I like about the new kill team boxes. Like, it's kind of the game in the box. It's the basic terrain, a little sheet. So you can set that up really quickly and just knock a game out.
Well, from what you showed us of that starter box you brought along, that was really absolutely awesome.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I really like it.
And I thought it was... just seeing what you had in there, the terrain, it just looked cool. You've got those little boxes, you've got things you can slot down for it. As you said, it's a game in a box. I thought it's a really good idea.
Yeah. It's all inclusive. One rule book to rule them all. It was great.
Mm. No, I think it's a good way to go, particularly as they want to try and drive people into the game. It's just a great way of doing it.
Yeah.
And like as I said earlier, one advantage of that whole one troop box and you can play thing is it's a great entry point.
Yeah. So that's what I'll be teaching my son and his mate to play is the kill team. It's a skirmish. It's, you know, an hour and a half, you know what you're doing, as opposed to all day trying to get this swarm of troops.
Yeah, no, I like it. The sheer fact that I'm able to get my daughter's squad of 10 Space Marines down and have a game.
Yeah.
And it'd be great because that way I've got the option to get her in and she can decide whether she wants to do more of it or whether she's just happy to play with it.
Yeah.
10 Space Marines.
One of the things I really like about it is it harkens back to, this is showing how old I am, but back when I first got into Warhammer back in, it would have been like second or third edition or something
Jesus
like that.
Jesus Christ, how old are you?
And basically your only option, like you didn't have the starter sets like you have now.
Yeah.
Your only option was buy a box of troops that you like the look of and then start your army from there. And I've always maintained that is the best way to start a 40K army.
Yeah. And hello, right Attack up. Chicken. I have seen you up there, and I've seen your comments, and it's good to see you back online watching my pretty face.
Is this person blind?
I hope so, because I'm rather close to the camera tonight. It's a bit disturbing. Even I'm a bit scared.
I was going to say, on the topic of showing your age, it reminds me of Rogue Trader, which was very much more like, you know, a team of individuals almost rather than an army.
Yeah, it was almost an RPG. You had developed this character. It was great. I loved it. But I thought we were showing our age when we started talking about Event Horizon, but that's even great. We're talking even older stuff now. Thanks, guys. There goes half our audience, I'm sure. What are these people talking about?
But I'm at, as a kind of a halfway between normal 40k and kill team, they play a really cool variant in the 30k heresy games. They've got this mode called called Centurion,
mm-hmm.
and Centurion is like 1500 point games where you build an army and you're pretty much not allowed to take anything bigger than like bikes. You know, it pretty much your army will be almost entirely infantry.
Yeah.
When you're allowed one squad of speeders, I think, and then you're allowed like one squad of bikes. So you're allowed to take a couple of dreadnoughts or something. Oh. So it's a very baseline infantry kind of
scout squad sort of thing.
Yeah, that was something I would have really liked if I could have got in that kill team game. So I would like to play some of those speedy little ones that I don't normally put down for a standard 2,000 point game with Warhammer that I would think would be fantastic for kill team.
I actually like the fact they're taking vehicles out of the kill team. I mean, what was the kill team before they had? You could have a Chimera and other vehicles and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, the old the last edition of Kill Team was pretty rife with kind of vehicles being a bit bullshit because you didn't really have the ability to deal with them properly.
Yeah.
So a Chimera or a Rhino was really tough.
Yeah, it made a Sentinel look awesome. It was great.
it really made the Rhino look great as well. I used in a few of my games.
Mm. And the bloody Thunderwolf and the Chaos Spawn were king.
Oh, that's right. I'd loved it without the Chaos Spawn. All right, I put this down. Oh, fuck you.
See, that said, though, you could have a low-point 8th edition game and have all of those sort of qualities still preserved.
Yeah.
Mm. Because people seem to talk either in kill team terms or they talk in 1500 points terms. But a lot of my best games were in that 500 to 700 point range.
Yeah, the personal fighting became not the big skirmish, not the big.
Yeah, you had maybe three squads at most because that's all you had the points for. And when you put down a speeder or a sentinel or, you know, anything like that, you could really sort of see the strengths and weaknesses of a unit in that sort of context.
Well, yeah, like I think my last Centurion army was four squads of vets and two land speeders. It was a very small army.
So we really like Attack Chicken. He's just let us know that we aren't old. Old is admitting the past has happened, so we never admit it in the past, mainly because we don't remember it.
Previous birthdays have made sure of that.
So we appreciate that. So we have got to our hour mark, and so that's where we usually wrap up. We'll have to wrap up to just keep Liam quiet. He's just been hogging the microphone all night.
True story.
So, for a short answer from each of you, what's your preferred size battle? Michael.
I can't say that I don't love the giant games. That's why I'm going to have to say the big games. Yep. I love them, but I still like the small one.
Smurf Mike.
It depends on my mood, but yeah, generally around a 1500 point game is probably where I like to be.
Necron Mark?
I'm actually going for Kill Team at the moment. I just like the versatility, the quickness, and the ability to, if I've got a shitload of models, to really change it up and play around and give things a go.
And Liam?
As much as I like Kill Team, I'm going to say about a 1200 point game is really my sweet point.
Very good. And for me, I have to agree with the Necromark. I'm really enjoying the kill team currently. I think it's just that it's life changes, gives me enough time to play a game.
Yeah.
So that saying that, we're going to sign off. Glad you're Tech Chicken, you jumped in just before we signed off. Yeah, it's good to see you following us that closely. Nah, it's good to see you, mate. We do have September Siege this weekend. Hopefully we'll get some games in. I know we're having some trouble with life experiences again getting in the way, so we'll hopefully have some decent battle reports for you, and hopefully some more vision of some battle reports would be great. We recommend you guys to check us out on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/RLG40K. We also have our Instagram is up and live. You've probably seen it, hopefully, at RLG40K. And, of course, the Twitch channel, /RedBelly. You will see the podcast and sometimes me rambling about other stuff. RedBelly is having the issue, not you. Fantastic. I'm having apparently having the issue. Great. Thanks for pointing that out. We really appreciate some feedback on these podcasts. We think we're hilarious.
I'm definitely not. I'm not funny.
Ah, good. Excellent. That went really well. We've been practicing that forever. Guys, you got anything you want to add?
Keep playing.
Play more games.
Oh, we're professionals, you can tell. Just not professional at this.
Totes profesh, bruv.
I want to say thank you to Michael, Mark, Mark and Liam for joining me tonight and what is a long overdue podcast. And let's sign off and say farewell to you all.
Better remember the words of wisdom from my man, Will Wheaton. Don't be a dick.
Jesus says, don't be a dick.
Oh, Will Wheaton is more believable.
And there you go. He broke our PG. All right, good night, folks.
Ciao.
Good night.
Night.